With Florida's congressional borders still in limbo and the parties to the case still at odds, in fact more divided than they've ever been, it's getting pretty easy to meet every negative development with a, so what else is new? But most probably don't realize just how right they are.
Yeah, we've had numerous examples of the courts getting involved in redistricting in Florida, several quite significant.
This is Aubrey Jewett, a political scientist at the University of Central Florida.
But yeah, so 62, 72, 92, 2002, and now we have had court intervention either at the federal or state level or in some cases both.
And it's not just Florida having problems. In the most recent round of reapportionment, courts have altered congressional maps in 9 different states. That failure rate has some, like Democratic Representative Evan Jenny, calling for an independent redistricting commission.
It's become very obvious to anyone paying any attention whatsoever that the folks on one floor above us cannot do this. They just can't do this.
But barring some pretty drastic changes in state government, there's virtually no chance of that kind of measure catching on in the legislature. Despite the bitterness and distrust that exists between Republican majorities in Florida's House and Senate, they absolutely agree reapportionment is their prerogative.
Whereas Section 4, Article 1 of the Constitution of the United States provides that the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislator thereof.
This is Representative Mike Hill, a Republican from Pensacola. He argues, like many Republicans, that the Supreme Court ruling violates the separation of powers principle. But his suggestion to reject the court's ruling garnered support from only a handful in his party. Instead, after grumbling about the burden of Florida's Fair Districts Amendment, majorities in the House and Senate approved a map, just not the same one as the other chamber. Ironically, Jewett says the push for that amendment began as a plan for a redistricting commission.
Their first attempt to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot was to have a bipartisan commission draw the lines. They actually gathered signatures for that, and they gathered enough to trigger Florida Supreme Court review.
Jewett explains the court tossed the amendment because it violated the single subject provision and the ballot summary was misleading. But if Florida wants a commission, whether independent, nonpartisan, or bipartisan, the road runs through the ballot box, and there are no active measures to that effect. As it stands now, the borders are back in the justices' hands. The House wants 60 more days so all parties can submit proposals at the circuit court level. What's more, they want the court to acknowledge the map is only provisional, and lawmakers can revise the lines at will. The Senate still wants to bargain, submitting a map that recedes from some but not all of its agreed-upon changes. But the voting rights groups that brought the case say the legislature struck out, and the Supreme Court is on deck. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.